It's quarter after five, and it's Friday, and we've sports pretty hard. But it is time for some Friday fun at 5:30-ish. But we've been meaning to talk about this for just a little while, Corby.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, we are enthusiastic P1s. Now, between the two of us, we don't hear everything on the station, but I bet you we come pretty close. I believe we take turns during the day tagging each other in or out to monitor the station
very
carefully.
Yes. Yes.
And it is with that in mind that we have noticed some enthusiasm throughout the ticket guys. And part of this might be that we just don't see each other like we once did. And we're very excited to understand that before too long, we'll all be back up here in the nest, in the trust tree, enjoying our ticket colleagues. But we've grown apart in the last 15 or 16 months, and not just in physical proximity, but it seems like in certain interests.
Mm-hmm. Federal interests.
And oftentimes, if somebody at the station says, hey, you need to watch this, or hey, you need to be on this, I just walk like a zombie right after them and do whatever I'm told. And it usually works out very well.
Right, right.
But there's a couple cases where I think you and I are on the same page here. I guess I just don't get it, in the words of one of our leaders.
Okay, so we used to do a segment on this very, very radio show airwaves called Technology That Grego Won't Embrace. And there used to be a host on here named Greg Williams.
Mm-hmm. The very same.
And Greg would tell us stories where that he wouldn't embrace certain things that made life easier. So this is not
like
that.
Like cell phones.
He refused to pay at the pump. He would not use his credit card to get gas at the pump. Whereas most of us, if you don't have pay at the pump, I leave.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to go inside.
Where is there not pay at the pump?
Everywhere. Maybe tiny towns in Texas there aren't, but I would assume everywhere. But he would not do that.
Right.
He also did not trust the company to deposit his check. He wanted to physically have his check.
Incredible.
Take it to the bank and do it himself.
He hated direct deposit.
He did. Those are just a few things.
I used to listen to this segment with great enthusiasm and always think to myself, I don't understand what he's even talking about. He sounds so old to me when he...
And he was like 42.
Right. When he will... Not just allow these simple shortcuts that have been, given to our society by progress.
Yeah.
Why would anybody turn down these opportunities?
I know. So this, what we are talking about, getting ready to talk about, is not making our lives easier. For me, it's just confusing my life and beating it down. Because I honestly, and I think that we're close to there being a tipping point, and it's going to slowly fade away. But the talk of NFTs kills me.
Megadiddles, Corby.
It absolutely kills me.
I guess I just don't get it.
Now, again, this is not technology that improves that improves your life on a day-to-day basis.
I thought you were about to say this isn't technology that we won't embrace, because it's exactly technology
it is.
We won't embrace.
That's exactly what it is. It is the purest form of technology that we will not embrace. And you can say, you guys are stupid, you guys are old, I just don't care. I literally, from the minute it was explained to me, I thought...
And thankfully, every show on the station, except this one, I think, did explain it several times over.
Yeah.
To a point where I'm like, guys, there's no way this many of my brothers think this is a great plan.
Right.
But they did.
Well,
like, I think if you looked at the heat map, you would find late February all the way to like late March on the station. The amount of NBA Top Shot conversations...
There were so many.
...was off the charts.
Now, again, it was at the outset of it. It was weird. It was confusing. It didn't make a lot of sense. And so, and you had people like Mark Cuban pumping it up. And look, it's all about them trying to create buzz for their own product to make a little money, side money. They see it as another avenue for it. And I understand that. But I just think that we're heading in that direction now where it's getting on the other side of peak time, where it's going to slowly go down.
So do those guys, and we're speaking specifically about our friends on this radio
yes.
station, do you believe the excitement has already passed for them? Do they?
There's no doubt.
Do they think they made a mistake?
No.
Or do they say, you guys are going to be really sorry when we're on a beach with our soulmate and you guys are still doing radio because you missed your window.
We missed the 3 month
You missed
window.
Your window to get super rich from this next
I'll
big
say
thing.
Good for them. But I will say this. This is nothing new because there's been something that's been around for over 100 years that I still get a headache when people bring it up. And it's something I never got my head around. But the stock market, it's the same thing. I don't play the stock market.
Right.
I don't understand it.
Right.
I don't know where to invest. I have all of this stuff. When it comes to economics and finance, I am the biggest dullard on the planet. And I don't feel you guys are too far behind.
No. If whatever investments I make, they are done by some other human, and there is specific requirements for me saying, safe, okay? This is the long game. So I don't need to dump 90% of my income into crypto or things that I think have no basis whatsoever.
How about into a J.J. Barea layup?
Yeah, right? So I can own a J.J. Barea bounce pass.
I don't understand it.
Well, and that's the thing is I think that I have a fairly sizable handle on it.
Well,
I just
explain
don't.
Explain it to me in layman's terms. How do you own a video of J.J. Barea's layup, and how is that worth money, and how do I obtain
it? It's worth
and
money.
Why
because
does it matter?
It's worth money because people are telling you it's worth money.
Exactly.
That's it. That's it. They're telling you right now, and it's not going to last. There is zero basis. There's zero meat on this bone. None.
I tend to agree with
now,
you.
Now, what I have read, and look, there's equal amounts of arguments for the other side of this, too, but a lot of people have equated this to the dot-com buzz or that big
right.
blow-up that happened
right.
in the early 2000s.
And to the QCAT.
And that it's one of those things where the first transaction, you do make money. But the fact is that once you try to resell, like the person that buys it, they're never going to be able to get the money back.
Yeah.
Then the person that initially had it, because they've inflated its value by saying it's worth that much, and then they sell it and make millions of dollars, the person that ends up acquiring it, it will never reach that value again. That's what I've read. That's what I've heard. I don't know.
And there's a very good chance.
I would be very worried about being stuck with that once the excitement leaves society. And then you're...
Yeah, right. It's going to happen. Look, there is a peak for everything. I mean, look, it's just the buzz of today. It is the... It's the now thing, and we've seen this happen like 5,000 times in the last handful of years with something that's very hot.
Like Beanie Babies?
Yeah, like Beanie Babies. You know, I mean...
you were on the rant propping those things up.
That's all we talked about were Beanie Babies.
Looked like a guy from New Zealand or something.
Is there any other technology that you would like to vocalize that you will not embrace off the top of your head? Because I have a couple.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, for me, I refuse, and I know it's popular, and I know people have a great time on it, but I have refused to this day, despite being someone who spends way too much time on social media, I refuse to ever install TikTok or Snapchat.
Yeah.
I have resolved that I'm not going to head down that road.
I, too, will not be embracing Snapchat or TikTok.
Now, once in a while, my daughter will send me something to watch, and I can hit play in my in my text messages.
Yes.
And then if you wish to continue viewing TikTok, it will ask you to install and open your account, and I will not. I've made that pledge.
Well, why does TikTok always, it's like someone sends you a video, and then the next thing you see, it's some hot girl with boobs lifting weights on a beach or something
because
like that.
Because they have an algorithm.
They know who you are.
That they want you to spend the next three hours.
Hot girls lifting weights on the beach.
They're taking a chance that a male.
They're capitalizing on all the things that I like. Girls, boobs, beach, and
weightlifting.
Working out. Weightlifting.
Surprisingly, she wasn't striping a 5-iron.
My God, she's so good at golf.
I think I love her, dude.
Oh, that's so funny. No, I'm with you. There are things that you will embrace within the world of technology, but there are little satellites that you just, I'll stop. And that definitely is one of them where, I don't know. Will you ever get on that?
TikTok?
Yeah. Or Snapchat?
Not for personal use. If I feel like it needs to exist for promotion of some thing,
right.
A band, a business, maybe, but not for personal use. No, not
like
no interest whatsoever.
Here's Kenneth chiming in. Kenneth says, nothing worse than listening to old dudes make themselves sound old by talking about things they are out of touch with.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
And let me say, Kenneth, 25-year-old me was not going to buy an NFT.
No. There's no way.
15-year-old me was not going to buy an NFT. And yes, 48-year-old me will still not buy an NFT. If you want to invest in Trey Young crossover highlights, please do. I don't think it has anything to do with age.
It doesn't.
It sounds stupid to me. There are guys older than me who have done it on this station who seem very happy with it, and I hope they are.
Are they into the people that do this? Or are they into?
And trust me, they're not watching soccer on Saturday morning, so they're not into some of the stuff I'm into. That's
right,
fine.
Right.
Totally
they're not
fine.
Watching the Madrid Open, and as I'm watching a 20 seed play a 100 seed in tennis on the clay.
All good,
and
but this
fine.
Segment is not called technology they won't embrace.
Right.
It's technology we won't embrace.
Are they into collectibles in general before this?
I am.
I mean, I like the concept of that, and I collected cards as a kid. And maybe you can, again, as a kid. Now, by the time I was 25 years old, mm-hmm. I never thought about cards
okay,
again.
Well, I can hold rookie Luca in my hand. I can
right.
show it to guests. I can sell it if I want to. That makes sense to me. A digital highlight does not make sense to me. So I will never be able to retire on a beach with my soulmate because I bought highlights of Giannis layups.
Right.
It won't be me. That's fine.
Look, there are people here on this station that are doing this and probably making a handsome wage right now.
I hope
this lasts forever.
There are others who play Grand Theft Auto all weekend. That's great for them. There are people that Twitch playing Grand Theft Auto all weekend. That's fine, too.
Yeah.
Not me.
No. This is technology that we won't embrace. And it's
further proof Grego was right about a lot of things.
Who knew at the time? Who knew?
A savant.
He was right, yes.
He was a savant.
All right, let's do a little Friday fun next.